I'd like to hand the meeting over to the district clerk, but ask that after the Pledge of Allegiance that we have a moment of silence for Carol Herbeck. Ms. Delahanty.
Welcome to the Board of Education reorganization meeting of July 1st, 2020. Please stand for the pledge and a moment of silence.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United
States of, America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice, for all.
Shut it down. Thank you. We have two trustees elected to the Board of Education on June 16, 2020. For a term of 3 years, beginning July 1st, 2020, through June 30th, 2023. Tiffany Capers and Mr. Anthony S. Martin, Sr. I will administer the oath. Please raise your
hand. This is my business.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties. Of the Office of Trustee of the Board of Education. According to the best of my ability. Thank you. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Okay. I seek a nomination for President of the Board of Education.
I'd like to nominate Michael Jaime.
I second that, Michael Quintero.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Okay, can I have a vote, please?
Mafia, aye.
Am I ready, aye.
Quintero, aye.
Albert, could aye.
Capers,
Mikkel, aye.
I'm AI.
Okay. Motion carries. I declare the President of the Board of Education for the school year of 2020. I seek a nomination for the Office of Vice President of the Board of Education.
I'd like to nominate Dr. Tamika Burke-Battle.
I second the nomination.
Hi, William.
Mafia, aye.
Cantara, aye.
Jaime, aye.
Adelbert, aye.
Mikkel, aye.
I declare Tamika Battle Burkett, Vice President of the Board of Education. I will admit both. I do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of New York. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties. Of the Office of President. According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations,
Michael.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tamika?
Yes, hi.
Raise your right hand. Yes. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Vice President of the Board of Education.
That I will faithfully discharge the duties of Vice President of the Board of Education.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations, Tamika.
Thank you.
Congratulations. At a special meeting at the Board of Education on January 27, 2020, the Board appointed Mr. Kenneth Rosner to the position of Superintendent of Schools effective July 1, 2020. I will administer the oath. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties
of the Office of Superintendent of Schools.
Of the Office of Superintendent of Schools.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank
congratulations.
You. Thank you.
Okay, and I will now turn the meeting over to Mr.
Hyde. Thank you, Ms. Delahanty, and congratulations, Superintendent Rosner.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Congratulations, Mr. Rosner.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much to everybody.
But more importantly, congratulations to Mrs. Rosner.
Oh, man, you put it from... It appears you know what I had in mind. I said I missed that, but I'm glad you got it back. That's good. That's good, Michael. Thank you. That's good.
No worries. You're welcome. At this time, we'll have the nominations for the Sewanee Central High School District Board Representatives.
I nominate Michael Hyme and Tamika Battle Burkett.
Are there any other recommendations? Seeing none, I would ask for a vote for the Central High School District Board Representatives, being myself and Dr. Battle Burkett. Could I have a motion, please?
I'll second it. Oh,
thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Do we want to do this alphabetical order again?
I, Battle Burkett.
I, Kantara.
And my Willy, I.
I, Capers.
Mafia, I.
Meikle, I.
Thank you. Motion carries. At this time, I'll ask for the following appointment of officers. I recommend that the clerk of the board be Diana Delahanty. The district treasurer be Lori Carrick. The central registrar be Sharon Wyko. The deputy district treasurer to be determined. Our district technology officer, Fernando DiBartolo. Next, I would ask for the following appointments. The LEA asbestos designee is Dave Belizzi. The workers' compensation third-party administrator be Wright Risk Management Company, LLC. The excess workers' compensation insurance agent be Wright Risk Management Company, LLC. The Affordable Care Act administrative services be the Seneca Consulting Group. Our financial advisor is Capital Markets Advisor. Our student medical advisor is Dr. Carl Friedman. Our employee medical advisor is Dr. Carl Friedman. Our consultant architect engineer is H2M Architects and Engineers, Inc. Our capital projects owner, clerk of the works, is Frank Marino. Our environment consultant is J.C. Broderick and Associates. Our roof consultants are Watsky Associates. Our business consultant is Thomas W. Galante, LLC. Board Code of Ethics to be determined. Our record management officer is Fernando Di Bartolo. Our bond counsel is Hawkins, Delafield, and Wood. Our 403B advisor, third-party administrator, is the Omni Group. And the Medicare officer is Felice Palmore. And the vision insurance is under NYSUT. Student accident insurance is JJ Sanis. Our property and casualty insurance be New York Schools Insurance Reciprocal. And our long-term disability insurance is Brown & Brown to Hartford. I'd ask for a I'm not finished. Our state aid review is school aid specialists. Our accounting services is keeping your books, Milagros Alt. Medicaid cost reporting is done by Zicron Industries. Our flexible spending account administrator is JJ Stannis. Our independent auditors are as follows. Our external auditor is Naraki Smith, LLP. Our internal auditor is R.S. Abrams, LLP. Our internal claims auditor is Denise Logombardi. Our GASB actuarial consultants is Questar 3 BOCES. And impartial hearing officers to be selected in accordance with applicable statutes. And Dr. Cantara has volunteered to be the board appointee in matters of special education committee of one on behalf of the board regarding requests for impartial hearings. Can I have a motion on the appointees as noted?
Move Emma, buddy.
Moved by Mr. Emgwali.
Mafia, second.
Second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
I, Battle Burkett.
I, Cantara.
I, Capers.
Mafia, I.
Nickel, I.
Motion carries. Next section is designations. Our official depositories. TD Bank authorized for all funds. JP Morgan authorized for scholarship and payroll accounts. Flushing Commercial authorized for investment funds. Can I have a motion on official bank depositories?
My ready move.
Second by Meikle.
Moved by Mr. Emigwali, second by Mr. Meikle. Any discussion? All in favor?
I, Battle Burkett.
I, Cantara.
I, Capers.
Mafia, I.
Motion carries. Our regular meetings for the 2020-2021 school year, as noted in Section B, along with the Audit Committee meetings. In Section Letter C, the official newspapers are the Franklin Square Elmont Herald, the New Hyde Park Illustrated, and Newsday. The Committee on Special Education, we recommend the following. Membership Special Education, Stephanie Muller, Chairperson, Elise Palmore, Chairperson Alternate, and Dr. Carl Friedman, Student Medical Advisor. The Resource Room Teachers, Special Education Teachers, as noted, the following psychologists, Dorit Brander, Jill Conley, Tanisha Foster, Karen Green, Joanne Limini, Jody Lucy, Teresa Stanilowitz, Erica Dubow, Mary Tolucci, and Giovanna Harvey. A parent of the child being reviewed, a general education of the child being reviewed, and a special education child of the being reviewed, and an E&L teacher of the child being reviewed, if applicable. Can I have a motion, please?
Move. Am I willing?
Moved by Mr. Emigwali.
Second, Mafia.
Second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
I, Battle Burkett.
I, Cantara.
Capers, I.
Mafia, I.
Meikle, I.
Motion carries. The next section is Committee on Preschool Special Education for the 2020-2021 school year. Recommend the following membership: Elise Palmore, chairperson; Stephanie Muller, alternate chairperson; Karen Green, alternate chairperson; special education teacher, speech language teachers, resource room teachers, general education teachers, E&L teachers. Can I have a motion, please?
Move, Amat Welling.
Moved by Mr. Hemagwali.
Second, Mafia.
Second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Burkett.
Oh, sorry.
Kintara, aye.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. The next section is membership subcommittees, and I won't list all the names. I'll just list the schools: the Olden Terrace School, Clara H. Carlson School, the Covert Avenue School, the Dutch Broadway School, the Gotham Avenue School, the Stuart Manor School, and the Pupil Personnel Office. Can I have a motion, please?
Move, am I willing?
Second, Meikle.
Moved by Mr. Hemagwali, second by Mr. Meikle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kantara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Thank you. Motion carries. Membership in the 504 committee, within the Olden Terrace building, the Clara H. Carlson building, the Covert Avenue School, Dutch Broadway School, Gotham Avenue School, Stuart Manor School, and the Pupil Personnel Office. Could I have a motion, please?
Am I ready? Aye.
Moved by Mr. Hemagwali.
Mafia, second.
Second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Kantara, aye.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Thank you. Motion carries. Next section is on the audiological services for the deaf and hearing impaired, that we use the North Shore Long Island Jewish Health System Speech Center for the following services, A through E. Authorizations, school purchasing agent, A through F. And the purchasing resolution. Colin, do I need to read that purchasing resolution?
I don't think so. That's more for Colin, though.
No. You can read it just in the title and move on.
No. You don't need to read it into the record. It's public here.
Okay. Very good. So the purchasing resolution, the reserve fund limits, the budget transfers under $5,000, billable hours, the investment policy, the Medicaid policy, approval of staff conferences, authorization to employ retroactively, payment rate for administrators, special counsel, and I will stop right there and ask for a motion.
Move, Hemagwali.
Moved by Mr. Hemagwali, second by Mr. Meikle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kantara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Thank you. Motion carries. Moving on to section 10, other items, use of district credit cards, staff use of cell phones, readoption of board policies, mileage reimbursement rate, summonses, and petitions. Can I have a motion, please?
Move, Hemagwali.
Moved by Mr. Hemagwali.
Second, Mafia.
Second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett. You should stay.
Aye, Kantara.
Capers, aye.
Please send from.
Mafia, aye.
I couldn't even bring
you. I was just.
I think somebody needs to mute.
I was trying to.
Thank you.
Get out.
So I would just ask if everyone who's not talking can mute so there's everyone can sufficiently hear. Thank you. The next section is Section 11, Board Committees. The next section after that is Section 12, Board Membership. And I would ask for a motion for those two sections.
Mafia moved.
Moved by Mr. Mafia, second by Mr. Emigwali. Any discussion? All in favor?
Cantara, aye.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Beagle, aye.
Next. So I would, Colin, again, do I need to read that resolve?
No. No, just it's, I'm looking at that. That's not, and let me see if that's even an action item for the board.
Which one?
Yeah, well, just at the end of it, we can, on the third page three of this, we just say approved by the board, and it would be a board approval. That's all we need on that.
Okay, so the remaining three pages are backup for the earlier pages in the reorganization meeting, and I would just ask that the board approve those pages.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Moved by Mr. Emigwali.
Yep. Thank you.
Second, Mafia.
Second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Lattawacket, aye.
Cantara, aye.
Aye, Capers.
Mafia, aye.
Nicole, aye.
Thank you. That concludes our reorganization meeting, and now we will go into the regular meeting of July 1st. And again, good evening, and thank you for taking the time out from your Wednesday evening to join us here for our Board of Education meeting. Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present and accounted for. Can I have a approval of tonight's agenda?
Moved
by Mr. Emigwali.
Second, Mafia.
Second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Briquette.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Mafia.
Aye, Meikle.
Thank you. Motion carries. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of June 2nd and the certification meeting of June 17th.
Mafia moved.
Moved by Mr. Emigwali, second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battleburg.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Mr. Emigwali?
Yes, I said already.
Okay. I think Mr. Meikle, you are. I think Mr. Mafia already.
Okay. Aye, Meikle.
Thank you. Motion carries. So again, welcome to our meeting. And this is our fourth Zoom meeting, and still not getting used to this format. And of course, it's not the same as seeing everyone in the room to interact with all of you and just catch up. So I see Mr. and Mrs. Smith there. I just want to say give them a shout out because there are tried and true citizens from the community that always come out to our board meeting. So I want to thank you guys for taking the time to learn the technology. Thank you. But off to my president remarks, and I just want to, again, thank my board for their continued confidence in my leadership abilities. And I will continue to do them proud, as well as all of the scholars, all of our staff, and everyone in the community. I'd like to congratulate the class of the sixth grade class of 2020 and let them know that Sewanika eagerly is awaiting your presence, whether it be full-time in the building, part-time in the building, or somewhere in between. But the school staff is definitely looking forward to welcoming you and helping you transition into your junior high, high school life. I'd like to say thank you to the entire staff for your strength and diligence as we enter the fourth month of this COVID pandemic. And although in New York our numbers are seemingly starting to balance, it's no, there's, I definitely implore you to continue to listen to the message of our governor and stay safe and keep covered to protect all of us. But I would like to especially thank our food service personnel and our custodian personnel that every day assisted in handing out the meals to our families across the district. I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate Mr. Mafia on his reelection and Ms. Capers on her election to the board. And I'm definitely looking forward to continuing to work with Mr. Mafia and Ms. Capers. Ms. Capers brings a phenomenal experience from working many various positions within PTA within the district, and I'm sure she will bring her energy and her level of enthusiasm to this board to help us move to even higher heights. So congratulations to you both. I'd like to congratulate Mrs. Battle Burkett, who successfully defended her dissertation and is now Dr. Battle Burkett. Congratulations, and I know that it was a tremendous feat managing to defend your dissertation, be on this board, as well as being on the Sewanika Central High School board. And so I look for you for your leadership, your continued leadership abilities in our pursuit to make sure that all of our scholars get the best education that they possibly deserve. I'd like to officially welcome Superintendent Rosner, Mr. Mingo, Ms. Kasim, and Dr. Garcia to the leadership team. I'm very excited about this new lineup and how we will continue to deliver excellence to all of our scholars. Again, thank you. I know all of you have been tried and true to the district for a number of years, but I'd like to welcome you again in your new capacity. And again, like I said, I, as well as the board, am excited to work, continue to work hard with you. In terms of the reopening in September, I just want to let everyone know to keep in mind that not only in the elementary district are we working on plans on reopening. The Sewanika Central High School District is working on plans to reopen safely to ensure all students and all staff are safe in the buildings. But please keep in mind, especially parents and staff in the building, that our plans are as good as what the governor tells us we have to do. So in essence, you know, we have to really we have plans in place and we will continue to refine the plans, but ultimately whatever the governor tells us to do, that's what we have to do to follow the operation of the law. See, this is what I don't like when I handwrite a speech or handwrite notes, because then I get all lost in my speech here. But oh, okay. So I want to congratulate the outgoing 2020 class of scholars from Elmont and Sewanika High Schools. We congratulate all of our scholars, and I believe we will be having some sort of graduation ceremonies at the end of this month. We delayed the graduation in hopes of the governor changing his executive orders. And I think right now it's at 150 people, but we're trying to wait and see if the number does increase, but there will be some sort of graduation ceremony to celebrate the achievements of our scholars. And not only will our scholars be walking out of our doors with a wealth of information, they'll be walking out of the doors with millions of dollars in scholarships. So I congratulate all of them as well as their families and continued success. I want to congratulate the scholars that are graduating that are going on to military duty or who are going into the workforce. They're to be commended as well. Last week, on the recommendation of Dr. Grossani and Assistant Superintendent Dr. Johnson, Sewanika Board appointed Nicole Allen as the interim principal of Sewanika High School last week. And Ms. Allen has a wealth of knowledge about the building and the scholars and will lead the reopening of the building in September. And almost done. I just want to encourage everyone to register to vote for November. This will be another important election in terms of education funding and the course of the country. And I want to also tell parents to encourage their children that are going away or hopefully going away to school to register for absentee ballots, so that they can participate in the presidential election in November. And finally, I just want to reiterate again that the census is still not over. As of, I think, last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, Elmont has a roughly a 62% response rate, with the exception of two areas in Elmont that border the Gotham Avenue School and the Clara H. Carlson School. So for those of you in those areas that have already completed your census, I thank you, but please reiterate to your neighbors and your neighbors' neighbors to complete the census, because it's very important. This is another way that funds are directed to school districts and towns and local municipalities. And I'm happy to say, I even checked this today, that on the census, on their website, you can complete the census in over 60 different languages. So for those of you that do not want to use the paper questionnaire that came in the mail, you can actually complete it in your native language. So that's very important, and I encourage my building principals to get that message out to their respective communities as well. And that concludes my report. Dr. Battle Briquette?
Thank you, Ms. Bahimi, and thank you for the congratulations. What a tough act to follow. I did not write a speech, so... however, I would like to thank my fellow board members for their vote of confidence on being elected as the vice president and the representative for the Sewanika Central High School District. Michael and I will continue to forward the great work that we are doing with the district and making sure that there is equity and parity for all of the schools within the district, and that Elmont and Sewanika High Schools are represented. I would like to also congratulate and welcome our new superintendent, Mr. Rosner, our new building principals and assistant principals. I look forward to working closely with all of you to do the great work of educating our scholars. I would like to thank the entire administration, faculty, staff, and support services as we all successfully managed our distant learning plan and did it successfully. I know that it was not easy as we all manage either personal losses, we manage our households and transitioning our own families, and still doing the great work for educating our scholars. The class of 2020, hats off to them. in spite of the circumstances in both of the districts. I look forward to the graduation ceremonies that we have. And lastly, I look forward to a safe reopening, and I wish everyone a happy, healthy, safe, and socially distant summer. Thank you, Ms. Diamond.
Thank you. And again, I inadvertently, when I was calling out names, again, that's why I don't like to write speeches, because I always forget something. I forgot Amanda Segnelli from the Stewart Manor School. So, sorry.
I was wondering. Thank you.
Not on purpose.
I don't know.
The brain is a little mush. Too much sun.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Thank you.
You know how I feel about you, so nothing negative intended.
Thank you. The feeling is mutual.
Thank you. At this time, are there any members of the audience that would like to speak on agenda items only? None. Thank you. At this time, is there any correspondence?
No.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. First, congratulations to Ms. Capers and welcome to the board. And as I often say, sometimes when I'm talking to a new board member, I'm tempted to say condolences. It's a lot of work. Ms. Capers and I have already met at a meeting, and we discussed legal matters that she has to know as a board member. And we had a board meeting, but we didn't even cover 10% of what we're going to do. But she knows that. She's made a good start. And indeed, congratulations to our new superintendent. Mr. Rosner has been an excellent member of the Elmont staff since the mid 2000s, and he will be an excellent superintendent. I have some action items for the board. The first, Mr. Jaime, is the district treasurer, Lori Carrick. We would like to renew her contract, give her a 2-year contract at $40,000 per year. She's a part-time. Let me be clear. She's a part-time employee. She has other districts for whom she is the district treasurer, but she does an excellent job for us. I ask for her appointment, reappointment.
I have a motion, please, for the appointment of Lori
Carrick.
Move Emma Gwally.
Moved by Mr. Emma Gwally, second by Mr. Meikle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Mafia.
Aye, Meikle.
Motion carries.
Thank you. I have, I asked the board to adopt, not into policy. I don't want this as part of our policy. The federal funds procedural manual. It's a long manual. Tom has gone through it with a fine tooth comb and made some changes. I haven't finished, but if there are changes, I would bring it back to the board for a revision if I need it. But we do need to adopt it, and it's just an adoption for use. We have to have it adopted and sent our policy sent to the our adoption sent to the state ed department by August 1. So rather than bring the board back for another meeting, I would like to adopt it tonight. That's the federal funds procedural manual.
Can I have a motion, please?
Move, Emma Welling.
Second, Mafia.
I have a move by Mr. Emigwali and a second by Mr. Mafia. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Aye, Meikle.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The Audit Committee met prior to this meeting and recommended the selection of Denise Longobardi as the District Claims Auditor for the 2021 school year. And I ask that the board appoint her as the claims auditor for the district.
Can I have a motion, please?
Move.
Second, Mafia.
I have a first by Mr. Amigwali and a second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
The Audit Committee met prior to this meeting and recommended the Board of Education select R.S. Abrams as internal auditor for fiscal year 2020-2021. And I ask that the board so appoint.
Have a motion to appoint.
Move. And I
will. Moved.
Moved by Mr. Amigwali, second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, can I have a vote, please?
Honorable Kent, aye.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Mafia, aye.
Keisha, aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Hyman. We recommend the vacation rollover of vacation days for 15 employees, most of whom are in the clerical unit, for work that they performed associated with COVID-19 and the election. I know, Mr. Hymer, that you had asked for that every board member receive the names and days. I did text, but it was late in the break because I was doing other things and I it skipped my mind. I forgot. And I don't know if the board can act on it without that number. I would request that those days be rolled over. They are the recommendation of the superintendent of the recommendation of two superintendents, one outgoing and the new superintendent.
Yeah. I would ask for a motion.
Am I ready to move?
Meikle moved. Second.
Moved by Mr. Amigwali, second by Mr. Meikle. Any discussion? Well, the dog agrees. All in favor?
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. And the board. Finally, it is with some measure of sadness that I mention the departure of three wonderful people with whom I have worked for a lot of years, the three principals who have retired, Amy and Hope and Marshall. And I will tell you that I receive a lot of phone calls from staff, you know, some more than others, depends on what their job is. And the superintendent is, the outgoing superintendent and the incoming superintendent are very generous in telling staff they can call the attorney directly. There have been superintendents who did not allow that. They didn't permit that. They everything went through the superintendent. Let me hasten to add that when I, and the staff knows, when they call me, I call the superintendent, but they're quite welcome to call me. When I, many of the calls I get are from principals. And so I get to know the principals fairly well. And I will say that the three departing principals are unique to their schools. Their personalities are, you can go into the building and their personality is reflected in the school. They set a tone and the tone in each school had, each school had one thing in common, and it was the concern for children and for the well-being and the welfare of the children in their care. And they took, the three of them took that seriously, very, very seriously. And it was, sometimes I say to new board members, and you know, it's a trust. It's a sacred trust. And I think that, for many people in education, that's how a lot of people in education see it. And certainly the, three people I'm referring to saw it that way. And they acted on that. And they have, in their own ways, in their own unique ways, given their personalities, et cetera, lived up to the concern and well-being for the children that they express. Thank you for allowing me to say that, Mr. Jaime, and I wish the three of them Godspeed. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Nugent. And thank you for all of the years of service and late nights and weekends and heartaches and good times that all of you have provided to all of the scholars in our communities, and you are always welcome to come back. Does that conclude your report, Mr. Nugent?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Mr. Jaime. That concludes my report.
You're welcome. At this time, we'll have the report of the superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I'll be very brief. I would just ask for 1 minute when the report is over. But I want to say congratulations to Ms. Capers and Mr. Mafia. I look forward to working with you as well as the rest of the Board of Education. And for anyone who's on the Zoom call that is a veteran or a first responder, I say thank you, my respect and admiration for all of you. And I promise to start every meeting with thanking all of you, because these last few months have been chaotic, but we always knew that our first responders have been there for us, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Mr. Jaime, I seek a motion to approve leave of absences, professional appointments, and changes in status as noted on pages 1 through 10.
Have a motion to approve pages 1 through 10, please.
Mafia moved.
Moved by Mr. Amigwali, second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Hayato Burkett.
Kantara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Mr. Jaime, with the exception of 1A, the first item on page 11, I seek a motion to approve civil service appointments, changes in status, termination, and retirements as noted on pages 11 through 12. We just have to table that as the person did not accept the change.
Have a motion to approve pages 11 and 12 with the exception noted.
Mafia moved.
Moved by Mr. Amigwali, second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Kantara.
Aye, Kate.
Mafia, aye.
Siegel, aye.
Motion carries.
Page 13, I make a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Education, and Section 504.
Have a motion to receive page 13.
Moved, Kintara.
Moved by Dr. Kintara, second by Dr. Battle Burkett. Any discussion? Could I have a approval, please?
Move, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kintara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Am I what, aye.
Equal, aye.
Motion carries.
Pages 14 through 17, I seek a motion to approve the following items: the award of contracts for intermunicipal cooperative for special education, the renewal of RFP number 7, consultants to conduct DOT physicals, academic summer school, residency consultant recommendations, the tax levy, the amount to be raised by taxes for 2020-2021, and the shredding contract.
We have a motion to approve pages 14 through 17, items 4 through 12.
Moved by Meikle.
Second, Mafia.
I have a first by Mr. Meikle, second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Kintara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Kayden.
Motion carries.
Kayden.
Someone's not on mute.
Workers' compensation, family and medical leave of absence, and budget transfers under the $5,000.
I think we skipped page 18, but 18 is so noted for the minutes. And page 19, could I have approval of the schedules of disbursements and warrants?
Mafia, moved.
Second, Battle Burkett.
First by Mr. Mafia, second by Dr. Battle Burkett. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kintara.
Aye.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ms. Cooper.
Capers, aye.
Mafia,
aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 20.
Have a motion to receive page 20, the treasurer's report.
People, aye.
Can I?
Kintara, aye.
Capers, aye.
Am I with it, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Mr. Meikle?
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve items 4A and 4B on page 21.
Have a motion to approve page 21.
Moved, Mafia.
Kintara, second.
Moved by Mr. Mafia, second by Dr. Kintara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kintara.
Capers, aye.
Am I ready? Aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
And as noted for the minutes on page 22, items A through I, and the vandalism tallies for June 2020 on page 23.
Pages 22 and 23 are so noted for the minutes.
Mr. Jaime, that concludes my report. I just ask for one quick minute, if I may. I just want to say, first of all, thank you to the Board of Education for having trusted me to lead this district, not only through this pandemic, but through the next few years. I thank you so much for your trust and will not let you down. To Mr. Harper, who was my mentor and now officially a friend, I will say that I would not be here because if it were not for him. I wouldn't. He brought me in here as a principal, as a director of curriculum, and now the superintendent. He recommended me, and his faith in me is something that I am grateful for. I am forever grateful that our paths have crossed on his behalf. So thank you, Mr. Hoffman. You've done an outstanding job, and I will continue that work that you have done. To Mr. Nugent, thank you so much from the very, very beginning when I came here in 2006, being a supporter. So thank you, Mr. Nugent. To all the staff, in whatever role you play in this district, I want to thank you for your support through these 14 years. It's been tremendous, and I will continue to work with you. In whatever role you may have in this district, we are here. I brought this to put next to me. It's all about children. And it doesn't matter what you do. You're a teacher. You work in the cafeteria or a custodian or a clerical or the principal. You're a teacher. If you interact with children, you're a teacher. And kids are looking at you. So the work that you have done all these years has been tremendous, and we will continue that together. To the Elmont community, thank you so much for these years. And I know that support will continue, and I will continue to get around here and make sure everybody knows who I am and what this is all about. To my beautiful family, who some of them are on the Zoom right now, I love you. I couldn't do this without you. To my two children, keep doing what you're doing. My parents couldn't be here. I wish they were, but I have to believe that they're looking down proud of their youngest son, and I will continue to try to make them proud. And last but not least, to the beautiful, beautiful children of this community, I love you. I miss you. And as you would say, as children, I've got your back. Always. I've got your back. And in the infamous words of Todd Beamer, who's one of my heroes, let's roll. Thank you, Mr. Jaime.
Thank you, Mr. Rosner. At this time, is there any old business? Is there any new business? Are there any legislative items? Items for consideration? So the public session, of course, is suspended due to the nature of the meetings. But hopefully our next board meeting in August will hopefully be in person, if possible. But again, I wish everyone a healthy and happy and safe summer. Thank you for accomplishing the unaccomplishable these past few months. Thank you for taking care of our children and your children at home. And please get some rest, recharge, enjoy your families, and let's come back in September ready to continue to battle, and continue to move forward with this district. I have confidence in every single one of us, like Mr. Rosner said, no matter what we do in our lifetime, at one point in time, we're all students, and then we all become teachers. So I think if we continue to keep those two things in mind, we will undoubtedly be able to face any challenge that's brought upon us. So our next regular meeting will be Tuesday, August 11th. At 7:30. Again, thank you. Have a good night, and I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
Move, Amar Gwali.
Republican Mafia.
Any discussion? No discussion. Mr. Zucker, are you doing yoga back there? I see you kind of moving around.
I can guarantee if there's one thing I'm not going to be doing in retirement is yoga. I'm just trying to see a door where I can get some reception to see this wonderful meeting, and I wish you all well, and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Mr. Zucker. Don't be a stranger, please. I'm sorry, Michael. Mr. Zucker, don't be a stranger to our district, please.
I won't be. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. McCauley. Thank you.
And I'm sorry if I could just interject, Mr. Zucker, you owe me one more Jazzmasters concert.
I'm ready. I'll be practicing. You. One thing I'll be doing is practicing. I can promise you that. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mafia.
That's good.
Thank you.
Okay,
Mafia, I.
Meikle, aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Good night.